Wearing puffy coats and gloves to protect against sub-freezing temperatures, a small group of protesters urged the Electoral College to block Donald Trump's presidency. Joanne Bellamer from Pawtucket says even after the vote, she plans to keep fighting.
Last time I protested was in junior high in the 60s to protest the dress code in a sit-in. So that's how important this is to me and to women and minorities.
Bellamer's concerns include conflicts of interest from Trump's business empire and their effect on foreign policy. Civil rights and Trump's comments about women were also common concerns. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.